tonight you have a school board meeting, the MCCSE, and our special guest this morning is?
We have Dr. Judy DeMuth, the superintendent of the MCCSE.
Good morning, Dr. DeMuth. How are you today?
Wonderful. Good morning.
Well, I hope all your air conditioners were working yesterday as we hit 90 degrees. My goodness, we didn't put this purchase order in for this kind of weather, but it now feels like school is inching towards the finish line, and that's why the meeting is a little bit earlier this week.
Yes, you know what? For a long time, it felt like we were never going to get here, but guess what? It came in with great thunder, and here we go. It is warm, hot, and kids are ready to go home to have their summer activities.
From having events canceled because it was too cold just a couple of weeks ago to heat indices, it's Indiana. We've lived here a long time. We just have to tie our shoes, sandals, sock, whatever we're wearing that day, a little bit tighter. But there is a meeting tonight, Keith, and it's the last one during the school year. Does that have any great significance?
Well, the exciting part about that is we know that we're winding down, and we know that we've had a great senior class. Our graduations begin on Thursday, May 31st, continue on the 1st, and then the 2nd, we have Bloomington South and North. So we want to wish all of our graduates a great, successful future and really thank them and their families for the opportunity to serve them.
And now one exciting part about graduation that started a couple years ago with the Simon Scott Assembly Hall renovation is the graduations will be on campus.
Yes. Well, we have brought them back to our home campuses along with really, we can't say enough about the graciousness of Jenny Vaughn and Ivy Tech, because we've been able to use, with our smaller high schools, the graduation school and the Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship, we use the Ivy Tech building for our graduation, and Shreve Hall works out great because it holds the families. It's a great, comfortable setting and a beautiful setting. So we want to thank Ivy Tech for hosting those there. And then we go back on Saturday to both North and South High Schools where we host them in the gym.
Dr. DeMuth, you have some very distinct feelings about ISTEP and wanted to say something about that this morning.
I do. You know, it's a little frustrating. I said this to a state representative yesterday, but a little frustrating that because of all of the legislative rules and the things that we talk about today in our schools, we've kind of lost sight of ISTEP. But I just want people to know that I'm very proud of, we've been on ISTEP like glue, because we probably had the worst round of testing that I can remember in terms of the technology associated with it. And that's not to say that we haven't tried. We've been on the phone with the state superintendent. I've written letters. She actually sent Pearson here. Pearson is the company that provided the test. This is their last year. Unfortunately, there was really poor support, and we really struggled, and I felt very badly for our kids and our families, and I made our state superintendent aware of that numerous times, and as I've said to her, I understand that, you know, this was just a one-off. We just had to get this behind us, but it's unfortunate that we had to make families and children suffer, spend all this money, and the bottom line is we just had to get it behind us, because we know that these scores cannot be the indicative of the success of our kids. It was very difficult, and again, we're so busy with everything else, nobody even talks about it. But I just wanted to make sure that the state superintendent knew that, and our extreme displeasure with Pearson.
My first reaction, Judy, is, oh, no, not again. It wouldn't be half bad if they didn't judge the schools by the grades the students get on the ISTEP. That makes it even worse.
You know what? When you're dealing with a high-stakes test, unfortunately, you know, and we don't want to whine about things and complain, but when you're dealing with high-stakes tests and kids really feel that and teachers feel that because they're graded, the schools are graded, the corporation's graded, then it has to be right. And unfortunately, this year was not at all where it needed to be.
Well, before Pearson, it was McGraw-Hill, and I remember the first year, they apparently didn't have any concept that when every school in the state went online to do their testing, that they didn't have enough servers. And it's just insane.
Yes. Well, you know, we're trying to move forward with the new iLearn test, and we've been integral in our input there. Mr. Tim Pritchett, who serves our corporation well as the IT person, has been instrumental in trying to fast forward a better testing environment for our kids. But quite frankly, the company that we'll be using in the future just had a major problem in Ohio when everybody's tests went down and they lost their tests. So very nervous about that and hope that we don't have or hopefully our kids aren't confronted with that next year.
Well, let's talk about something pleasant. You wanted to mention something about the language program.
Yes, we're very proud and pleased that this year we inserted a dual immersion program at two of our schools, Clear Creek and Summit. And Clear Creek, we are working with children who are in first grade, moving into second, and at Summit, kindergarten and first grade. And they actually have half of their day in English and half of their day in Spanish.
Wow.
And the goal is to move in and out of the language so that it's almost like home, where you have a home environment that Spanish is spoken, and you know, you hear family members talk the language, then they move out of it into the English. And we know that kids, particularly young children, pick up the vocabulary, what the words mean, very easily in that manner. So we've inserted that at, again, two of our schools. And next year, I'm very excited about this evening, the board will hear a proposal that we would like to increase our language and actually add it for the other children at Clear Creek and Summit, and then add Arlington Heights and Highland Park. And those wouldn't be dual immersion programs, but students would get some Spanish. So we're very excited about that and think that's moving a great move in the right direction. And so we look forward to that presentation this evening.
We're speaking with Judy DeMuth, the superintendent of the Monroe County Community School Corporation. And accelerated learning is also on the schedule.
Yes. For years in Monroe County Community Schools, we've had an ELPS program where students who qualify for the program, they're high-ability students, actually go to one of our schools, which is university, in the morning. They come in on a high school bus, which means they begin their day about an hour earlier, and then they leave an hour earlier. And when we looked at that schedule, we realized that they lost a lot of instructional time, and so we were very concerned about that. And next year, we'll be moving those kids in and out at the same time as all other elementary children, so they don't lose instructional time. And we just feel that that's going to be a much better environment for them to participate with other kids at University Elementary.
And Judy, you wanted to mention adult education.
Yes, what a program we have. You know, that's a diamond in the rough. I don't know if people are aware of the kinds of things we do, but essentially Rob Moore is the director there, and he moves programs in and out of places where there's a need. And so when a company comes to him and says, hey, we need thus and so, can you help us, you know, teach English to these adults, or can you help us teach a certain technique to a group of adults? He puts a class together around that, and he's been at hotels delivering classes, he's at the prison delivering classes, and then he's at his home center delivering classes. We also are a member of the Cook Pathway, and right. So if Cook is looking at a person to employ and they don't have a high school education, we provide that for them. So we just recently had a ceremony where we awarded diplomas to these folks and also awards. And what a fulfilling opportunity when you see a person who struggled in life and they're just so happy for themselves and their families because they've made a big difference, because now they can get a really good job and really help out their family. So I can't say enough about that program and the kinds of things they do for our community.
Judy, I was there with you and Lois Sable-Skelton, and it was thrilling. There were over 100 graduates of the various programs that were going on there, and some of them are going right from the program into jobs at Cook and other places. Some touching stories of what people have gone through. The other interesting thing was, I think something like 15 in that group have taken the Ivy Tech Accuplacer, and now they have direct admission to college. So it's like, and the great story is the over-the-road truck driver who had 45 days to get a high school diploma, and went to adult ed, and they said, yeah, we can do it. With 13 days left, he got his high school diploma equivalency, and the guy's got a job. He says, the best pay, the best place, the best thing I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah.
What a great, great story.
I think so many times the staff there is understated. It's amazing what they do and their dedication to these people. And it's not just in the course of the day. When these people need help, they text their teacher, they call their teacher comes in and meets with them. Whatever it takes to get their requirements met, they're willing to do. So I can't say enough about the great, the service that program does to our community.
Unfortunately, Bachelor's getting to be too small for the program because it was packed, absolutely
it
packed
was.
With people. So,
you know, we started out at their facility and it got too small, and now we're at Bachelor and it's too small. So, Jenny Vaughn, here we come.
So. Yeah, I think so.
Or when you build the new middle school, make sure you stick a
Tri-North.
There you
That's
go.
Right.
Stick the auditorium on there. So busy times, busy happenings. What time is meeting time tonight?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. and people are welcome to attend that. That's on North
you
Drive.
You always get this wrong.
Well,
go ahead.
You have to go slowly here because it's by Bloomington South High School.
On
the
North
administrative
Drive.
Building is on North Drive. Dr. DeMuth, we know you're very busy. We thank you for your time this morning and enjoy all the celebrations and the award ceremonies and everything else that goes with the end of school. It's a wonderful time to reflect back and to see all the performance and progress that your students and staff have made.
And again, I thank all of you for your support and our parents and families. We wish them the very best for their children.
And one last thing before we go, what is the schedule like meeting-wise for the summertime? Are we still on the last Tuesday?
Just fourth.
Like,
yes.
Or the
yes.
fourth Tuesday, right. rather. Okay, sounds good. So there will still be some business, but maybe not as much heavy lifting as we do during the school year. Thanks for your time, Dr. DeMuth. Thank you.
Thank you.